So here we are with Pippa Greenwood, who's going to tell us about how to develop your garden in early spring. Thanks for joining me, Pippa.
Oh, it's great. Lovely surroundings, isn't it, here? Nice and sunny, even though we're indoors. There's lots of light coming through. This time of year, it's great because you can do almost anything. And whether you're growing stuff from seed or whether you've got other plants which perhaps are getting a little bit late to raise from seed, you can get yourself a few small plants and sort of catch up on lost time. And for me, this is a great time of year because you've got people finishing chitting their potatoes. You've got people taking an early start and getting some potatoes in, or nearly ready to put their potatoes in. You can still just about plant garlic from planting clones, that is. You can plant onion sets now as well, but I would say to people this time of year, it's well worthwhile not just planting them and buying them, but giving them a quick squeeze before you do, because sometimes they're on the turn, because really it's a job which should have been done a little bit earlier in the season. But there's no problem doing it now, and actually if you go into garden centres, they're often reduced, so it's even better value. Lots of crops you can sow direct into the soil or into cells or pots in your greenhouse, and all the things like the salad crops, climbing French beans, dwarf French beans, you know, you can even be getting things like your courgettes and your squash going and growing from seed if you want, and certainly things like lettuces and anything you might want, the equivalent of a bag salad, but far nicer because you've grown it yourself. So small lettuce leaves for harvesting, beetroot foliage for harvesting, maybe chuck in a bit of coriander for a bit of zing, all those things now, if you go and buy yourself a selection of different seeds, things that you know you really like. We've all got our favourites, whether it's textures and colours, and that you want a variety of different textures and colours. Empty all the seeds into a jam jar, give it a good shake so they're nice and mixed, and then just a few pinches of those seed, either sown direct into your garden soil or onto the surface of some compost in a reasonable sized pot. Do that every couple of weeks and you've got much better than bag salad coming for weeks on end. It's absolutely great. I mean, there's so many things to do now. It's wonderful.